You're listening to SBS News.
Tuesday's violence was the most widespread in Hong Kong since unrest erupted in June. This time, a protester was shot. A single pistol fired by a police officer as protesters swarmed towards him, hitting an 18-year-old protester on the left side of his chest. Hong Kong's hospital authority confirmed the teen was one of two people in critical condition. A total of 51 people were injured, 25 of those police officers. Nearly 200 people were arrested. But protesters are adamant this is the only way their voices will be heard.
Hong Kong's people are ready to sacrifice everything to fight for democracy and freedom. I hope Hong Kongers will persist and carry on as to get the freedom promised under one country, two systems.
The city's top policeman has defended the actions of the officer who shot the protester. The gun was only centimetres from the teen's chest as a fight ensued.
The officer on the ground, in a split-second moment while being attacked, opened fire with his gun because he hoped to stop his life and his colleagues' lives being threatened. He had to make the decision in such a short time to open fire at this attacker. I trust in his judgment and believe that he thought it was the best judgment and that it was reasonable and legal.
That was Commissioner Stephen Lo Wai Chung, who says the 18-year-old was arrested for assaulting a police officer, but did not say if he would be charged.
Today, I'm sad. Our National Day is supposed to be a day to celebrate and be happy. But unfortunately, some rioters choose to do all these sorts of criminal damages, arsons, woundings, assaulting police officer, and various behavior which are more or less equivalent to a riot offense, almost demonstrating to the whole world that we are supposed to be proud of. Hong Kong is a safe city that today is really sad for me.
Hong Kong's cat and mouse clashes spread from the shopping district of Causeway Bay to the Admiralty area, and then to new territories bordering mainland China. Police were firing tear gas and water cannons at petrol bomb-throwing protesters. Among the thousands was Johnny Lee.
Having an independent inquiry is what people from every walk of life want. Only the withdrawal of the bill is not enough. It is hard to settle the matter.
Meanwhile, Beijing put on a grand evening gala of singing, dancing, and a series of fireworks illuminating the night sky above Tiananmen Square, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's rule. President Xi Jinping pledged peaceful development in the country as it faces mounting challenges such as the unrest in Hong Kong and a trade war with the United States. Across the globe, Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei described the National Day as a sad one, speaking from an exhibition in London.
You have a nation of 1.4 billion people, but basically the quality of the mind or their thinking is quite low. And also the people, young people in Hong Kong, risk their life to defend their rights.
In 2011, Mr. Weiwei was detained by Chinese authorities for his outspoken views on human rights, and his passport was withheld for 4 years. Today, he says there should be international outrage at what's happening in Hong Kong.
I think international reaction very little. I think British pitifully not to pay much attention to once was their land. And they just abandoned Hong Kong and not to give enough support, moral support, to protect the same values. I think it's very disappointing internationally.
Charlotte Lam, SBS News.